Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome everybody. We're so glad that you're with us today on this 20th Sunday after Pentecost. And we've come to gather together and worship the Lord and open our hearts and receive from the Lord. And I'm hoping that what I'm going to share with you this morning will make a difference in your life. How do we handle when anxiety roars and worries try to take over our lives? And I hope that'll be a blessing to you later on as we look at Paul's letter to the Philippians. So let's begin this morning. Let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father.
Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Lift up your hearts to God today.
Lift up our voices to God in grace.
Celebrate the greatness of God.
Praise God for all God's blessings.
Rejoice and be glad today. Well, let's join together there. You can turn in your hymn book to 347. You can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're going to be singing four verses out of five, and here they are, 1, 3, 4, and 5 this morning that you can sing along with this morning.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispered sweet and low. God, I am with you, peace be still, in all of life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go, feasting on the riches of his grace. Resting 'neath the sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Trials fall across the way, though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every heart. Far beyond the starry sky, I shall wait my one here to know. I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing.
Let's sing that chorus again, or phrase.
Jesus, Jesus, sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Well, let's join together there in the bulletin for our opening prayer. Gracious Father, thank you for you draw near to us in Christ, walking beside us, guiding us with wisdom and loving us in boundless ways. We pray that we may receive your peace in this time of worship. Help us rest in your presence as it comes in unexpected and surprising ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And the choir is going to come and sing for us. Thank you. morning. Yeah, I see that. Is that what you ate last week?
Yes.
I think it was. Boy, you're looking really sharp today in your suit. You might have to come up front and help me. You do that?
I would.
I bet you would. I knew you were going to say that. I knew he was. Oh, I like those. Those are pretty cool, especially when it's raining outside. Hopefully, we'll have to wait a while before we get snow. Do you know what the word worry means?
To let you feel anxious about something.
There you go. Yes, to feel anxious about something. Have you ever had to do something? Maybe mom or dad asked you to do something, or your teacher at school, or maybe your grandma or grandpa, and you had to do something and it made you really anxious. Like, almost like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. And you got this sick feeling in your stomach, and you're like, I don't know. I've been there before. I know what that's like. You know, once in a while, just once in a great while, I still get a little bit that way. You know, ever so often. And sometimes it's maybe when we have to do something new that we've never done before. Has anybody ever had the teacher ask you to come up front and say something in front of the class before? It can be a little scary, can't it, the first time. Now, once you get used to it, then you kind of like, oh, this is okay. This isn't too bad. And it's a little better sometimes. And here's what I want you to think about. Paul tells us, right up there, don't be anxious about anything. That seems kind of hard, doesn't it? I don't know. That does. That seems a little hard, doesn't it? Nothing? Don't ever get anxious? That seems a little hard. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. What's that saying? He's saying don't get anxious about things. Instead, talk to God. Talk to God. Now, prayer, we know what that means, so just talking to God. What's that big word, supplication, mean? That means, have you ever pleaded with your mom or dad? Please, mom, please let me have that doll in the store. Please let me have that candy. Please. That's kind of what supplication is. It's pleading with God. And so sometimes when you're really scared and nervous and anxious and worrying, sometimes just maybe talking to God might not seem to help much. But you got to say, God, I need you to help me right now. I'm really scared and I don't know about this. Can you help me? That's kind of what we mean by supplication. And were you scared one time in the store?
Yeah.
My wife Jody, she has a good friend that was a teacher at Troy, and their intruder alarm at school went off accidentally, and she was talking about how scared everybody was in that room. Yeah, that's kind of panicky, wouldn't it? You know. Yeah, so there's things we face in life sometimes that can really scare us, makes us anxious and worried and panicky, but we can talk to God, and God wants us to bring those things to Him when we feel that way. And you know what? I didn't put the next one up there, but the next verse says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will be with us. Peace. Sometimes we need that calm, don't we? When we're anxious or scared. Yeah. We need that calm. All right. You can go on downstairs this morning. Lots of you today. And the teens can head on down if they want to.
And we're going to go to prayer today. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share. As we prepare for prayer, somebody this morning. What is her name?
Dex.
No. Oh, Dex is going in. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Well, I knew, it's funny because I knew he was going to be going in. So Thursday already. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Okay. And sorry, I'm out of it today. So we want to remember Dex this morning for shoulder surgery. Yes, and a couple of you have had that before.
This is for Sarah Gustin's mother. Her name is Luann. I can't remember her last name.
That's all right.
She fell and broke her hip, and she's in the hospital.
Ew, okay. Yeah, that's not easy when they've broken hip. So definitely want to lift up Luann this morning. Somebody else? Yes. Okay, so you rattled off several of them really fast, and I didn't get any of them written down except Rob. What was the other one?
Carol.
Carol, okay.
Lisa?
Okay. So we want to remember Carol and Lisa and Rob. Did I get them all? Okay, thank you. and so we want to lift up all of them. Somebody else, I thought I saw another hand, maybe not. Yeah.
We have Trevor was in his brother's wedding, and the last time we prayed here for him, he couldn't even walk. He was in a wheelchair when they went through the ceremony, but he's had surgery on his back, and he's doing better, and he's an amazing young man, and God's been with him.
Wow, that's a blessing to be able to get through that. So we definitely want to continue lifting up Trevor in our prayers. And I saw another hand, yeah.
Grandma was in the hospital with an infection, and then also I have an unspoken.
Okay. Okay, so we want to lift up Betty and in our prayers. And she's got that infection and dehydration. And so we want to remember her. And then for that unspoken need there. Somebody else, yes.
Unspoken.
Unspoken, okay. Anybody else this morning, yes.
Esther and I have a classmate with an incurable disease. Hmm.
Mary Lou also, okay. Wow. Okay. So we want to lift up that Mary Lou. Those of you that are listening online, that's not our own Mary Lou. So sometimes people get confused and they'll call me and say, what's going on? So
Pastor Peter Dosek passed away.
Yes, I saw that.
My brother
and
he had cancer.
Oh, wow. No, I saw it online. Somebody shared it, and I was shocked.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that he was battling anything. So definitely want to lift up the Dosek family. A lot of them are up in the Botkins area, and my brothers knew them very well. And so, yes, definitely want to do that. Somebody else? Anybody else? Yeah.
Nancy Kirk. She has compression fracture in her back.
Ooh.
Barbie's been trying to get her into Kester for rehab. So that's the case they'd both be out there.
Okay.
But she's wearing a pretty quick and brace.
Brace?
She hates it.
Yeah, that's Jody's dad, is Bruce, is the same way. Had a fall and had to have had a compression fracture and has to wear that brace. And yeah, he struggles with wearing it too. So yeah, definitely want to remember Nancy in our prayers. Anybody else then? Anybody else? Yeah.
My mom, Margie Davis, had hip surgery, hip replacement, a week or two ago. And my nephew, Oscar, was diagnosed with leukemia a week ago or so.
Yes, we talked about that last Sunday. In fact, somebody brought up both of them. Would you do me a favor, those little prayer slips in the back, before you leave and give it to me, put Oscar's name down, because that helps me to remember, and I'll get him on the monthly, because he may be going through months of treatment or however they're doing that. I've been reading your sister's posts, and it's nice that she's keeping people updated, letting us know he's in for a few days. I'm sure they're probably doing some treatments, and then he's coming home. And that's the one thing about young people, that, you know, that a lot of times, unless it's really overwhelming, that they can kind of bounce back and keep going. So, but definitely want to keep Oscar and in our prayers. And yes, thank you for sharing that. Anybody else then? I want to bring up Jody's mom, Carol. She went into the hospital this week. I think I shared, did I share that last week? Or I don't know. I kind of lose track. But anyway, she was diagnosed with pneumonia, not viral, but bacterial pneumonia. But then when they got her in there, they noticed that her urine output was very low. And so they did a kidney test, and her kidneys are not functioning that well. So she really needs a healing touch from God, and I know they've been working with her and everything, and just appreciate your prayers for her. Anybody else then before we go to prayer? Okay. Well, there's quite a few names that have been mentioned today, and I'll give you a chance to maybe lift up some of these names as they come to your mind, and then I'll come and close us out. So grateful that whatever we are facing in life, or whatever someone else that we care about and love is facing, that sometimes in those situations we can be anxious and worrying. But Lord, you guided us through the Apostle Paul's words that to bring those things to God. So Lord, we are offering up our prayers today for all of those that have been mentioned. And Lord, we want to thank you most of all that you hear us and that you work and in behind the scenes and do things and change things and give strength and faith and endurance for people in the midst of difficult situations. So we lift up those that have been mentioned today. Lord, we lift up Mary Lou with this disease, Lord. We lift up Dex, who's going in for shoulder surgery, God, that you will guide and lead there. We lift up Lou Ann with this broken hip, God, asking for your healing there. We lift up Rob to you with bronchitis. We lift up Carol for your continued healing touch. And for Lisa, Lord, your grace and peace there today. For Trevor, God, thank you for those small moments of victories and strength. And God, we just continue to lift him up and continue to ask for strength for each day. We lift up Betty to you with this infection and dehydration, God. We lift up Carol to you with the same thing, the dehydration and the pneumonia, and but Lord, also with her kidney function, God, we ask that you would minister there and bring healing touch to her, Lord, this morning. We lift up the Dosek family, Lord, with the loss of this loved one, Pastor Pete, and we just pray for your grace and your comfort for the family there, and that for the church there in Botkins, Lord. And God, we just pray your comfort. Lord, we lift up Nancy to you with this compression fracture, and we just pray for your healing touch as she's going in for recovery, that you'll be with her and give her strength. We pray for Margie, God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing her through that replacement. And we just pray for healing, and we pray for strength. And I'm sure she's probably doing rehab, and we just ask for your strength for her during that time. And then, Lord, we lift up Oscar to you, God, asking for your healing grace, your healing touch. We pray for strength. We pray for mom and dad, that you'll be with them and give them strength through this and through that healing process, God. And we're so grateful and thankful for that today. And Lord, we lift up these unspoken needs that were mentioned, and maybe others that were lifted up to you during our prayer time, God, that you would meet that need and meet those needs as only you can. Lord, we thank you that you're the one that watches over us and gives us wisdom. So we pray for all of that. And Lord, we lift up the situation going on in Israel and Gaza, Lord, between the Israeli army and Hamas fighters. God, we just pray that you would, we just pray for your grace and your peace, first of all, for all of those that have lost loved ones, Lord, over 2,000 Palestinians and Israelis that have lost lives through this. And Lord, it's so difficult because so many of them were just innocent folks, just living life. And God, we just pray that your hand will be with them, and that you will bring peace in that situation. And but Lord, we also know that Israel has to deal with those terrorists. So we pray for guidance and your strength, Lord. But we pray most of all for peace, Lord, and protection. Lord, we think about all the innocent families and people there. We just somehow pray for your protective hand and your angels working in the midst of that situation. And Lord, we're thankful today. And Lord, we pray that you will bless the rest of our time as we break the bread of your word. May you just encourage us and speak to us and give us strength and wisdom that we can be the people that you've called us to be. And we're so grateful and thankful for all of those things as we lift them up to you today. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant thy peace. Amen. Thank you so much for joining with us in prayer. And now we're going to have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Again, thank you for your faithfulness. And it's through your giving that the work of the ministry here at the church and our outreaches out into the community and world are possible. And so thank you so much. And we thank God for his blessings in our lives. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Well, let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Abundant God, as we return to you a portion of what you have given us in blessing, we offer these gifts and our lives to your service. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading to this morning is coming from our lectionary epistle reading from Philippians chapter 4. And we're going to be reading verses 4 through 9 this morning and focusing just on those verses this morning. And so you can follow along there on the PowerPoint. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. As for the things you have heard or have learned and received and heard and noticed in me, do them, and the God of peace will be with you. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, I'm going to share something funny with you that I often do. I'm not promoting anything, but I just thought it was funny. A police officer pulls over a speeding car. The officer says, "I clocked you at 80 miles an hour, sir." The driver says, "Gee, officer, I had it on cruise control at 60. Perhaps your radar gun needs to be recalibrated." Not looking up from knitting, his wife says, "Now don't be silly, dear. You know this car doesn't have cruise control." Well, as the officer writes out the ticket, the driver looks over at his wife and growls a little. "Can't you please keep your mouth shut for once?" The wife smiles grinningly and says, "Well, dear, you should be thankful your radar detective went off when it did, or your speed would have been higher." As the officer makes out a second ticket for illegal radar detection unit, the man glowers at his wife and says with clenched teeth, "Woman, please be quiet." The officer frowns and says, "Well, I also notice that you're not wearing your seatbelt. That's an automatic $75 fine." The driver says, "Well, you see, officer, I had it on, but I took it off when you pulled over so I could get my driver's license out of my billfold in my back pocket." The wife says, "Now, dear, you know very well that you didn't have your seatbelt on. You never wear your seatbelt when you're driving." Well, as the police officer was writing out a third ticket, the driver turns to his wife and says, "Please be quiet." The officer looks over at the woman and asks, "Does your husband always talk to you this way?" And she replies, "Sir, only when he's been drinking." I thought that was hilarious the first time I read that. Whew. I want to talk to you this morning about when anxiety roars. I think we've come to a point in our society where worry has become an epidemic, if not an outright plague, as some people say. And I know that we probably all have struggled with sometimes nagging worry or overpowering anxiety at times, either caused by real stresses in our life or by our own obsession over things outside of our control. And when we worry, we're preoccupied with disturbing fears, burdened by the past, nervous about the present, or maybe even tormented by the future. I was thinking about this week, and I was thinking, have you ever had your glasses fog up on you before and you couldn't see? I know sometimes when I'm baking something in the oven and I have my reading glasses on and I go to pull them off or pull something out, open up the oven door, and all that steam comes out and fogs up my glasses. And for a moment, I can't see. In fact, one time it was real bad and I had to step back and clean them off because I had my contacts out and I had my regular glasses on. And I started to think about that when anxiety roars in our lives, it's like we just got all steamed up in our glasses and we can't see clearly. And our lives feel off kilter, so to speak. And we kind of teeter sometimes on the brink of breakdown. Well, we know that kind of mental and emotional agitation can't be healthy for us. No wonder Jesus tackles the issue of worry and anxiety in the Sermon on the Mount and makes it very clear when he does. And when anxiety roars in our lives, Paul encourages the church to do three things. And I want to focus on those this morning real quickly. First of all, when anxiety roars, we are encouraged to rejoice. Rejoice. Now, I know, and you've been there too, there are days when it's just hard to rejoice. Whatever we're facing, whatever we might be going through, whatever news we heard, or so on and so forth, there are times when rejoicing can be hard. And yet, Paul tells us to rejoice. And kind of two things here I want us to see. First of all, during those times, we need a heavy dose of joy in the midst of that. We've heard that phrase before, the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's there to give us strength. And Paul is alluding to that deep, lasting joy that's found in Christ Jesus that we sang in our first hymn this morning. He keeps me singing all the way. Even when we go through trials that are deep and like storms and different things in our lives, he still keeps us singing because there's an unshakable joy that he gives down inside of us that's based on knowing the Lord is near. Christ's presence abides with us. We are not alone. We are not without God in our times of worry and anxiety. And when I started to think about that, I thinking, well, not only that healthy dose of joy, but such a healthy dose of joy includes lightheartedness. And I think this is really important because we all know when we are worrying, when we are facing anxieties, if you've ever had a panic attack, I can think of one that I've had that, yeah, that's it scared me a little when I had it the first time. And it was overwhelming. When we face those times, we know that those things can be heavy on us. They can weigh us down and make us feel different, like I was saying a little bit ago. So lightheartedness is what we need to lift our burdens. That's why Jesus said, bring your burdens to me. My burdens are not heavy. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Take that upon you. And I was thinking about Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine. In other words, sometimes when we're worrying and over-concerned and anxious, we need to be able to take things less seriously. And I want you to hear me carefully here. So the word worry and anxiety comes from a word that means to care for. A lot of times we worry and are anxious about others or ourselves because we care about something we're facing, or we care about our children or grandchildren or somebody we love. But I think Scripture tries to teach us to not let that take us to the extreme. And so there's something about at times, yes, it could be a serious situation somebody's facing, but we have to learn to not let it weigh us down. And part of that can be cultivating a good sense of humor. Have you ever heard somebody? I have. So a few of you in here have done it. You're in the hospital, or I'm with you, and somebody's in the hospital you love and care about, and will lightheartedly joke a little bit about what's going on, even though we know it's serious. And it's kind of our way of dealing with our worry and anxiety. And I think it's a healthy thing. We have to allow, as I talked about a few weeks ago, Christ's light to fill us in those moments. Fill our eyes once again so that we can rejoice and not be heavy laden. Rejoice. Second thing is relax. Relax. Again, two things I want you to see here. It's interesting how Paul ties this all together. We need a healthy dose of gentleness. Now, it's interesting that the idea here is not just about being kind and gentle to people, which that's part of it, but it's the idea of having an easygoing outlook. Or to put it the way Chase tells me once in a while, Dad, you need to chill. Because we can get ourselves all worked up when we don't need to. And I've shared how sometimes I make it bigger in my head than it really is. We need to chill. Instead of fretting over every jot and tittle of our lives and the lives of others, we need to sometimes just let go and let God take care of it. They're in God's hands, just like we are. Let insignificant things, just let them slide. Don't get so worked up about them. And accept when things are different or not the way we want it to be. And what happens is this gentle, freeing spirit will reign over us and put out those uncontrollable fires of worry and anxiety when we do. And going right along with that relaxing, that gentleness, that carefree, is another way is we need a healthy dose of prayer. And this is the focus of what I talked to the kids about this morning. When it comes to anxiety, being uptight, being tense, being uneasy, prayer with thanksgiving is essential to the fight. Casting everything, Paul says, on God is key here. When learning to relax in the midst of tense circumstances, we can enjoy the wholeness, the harmony, the delight, the shalom God offers that defies understanding. Let's relax. Let's relax. You know, and that's easier said than done, isn't it? It's not always easy to do that. But when we do, we have to allow God's peace to reign. We have to allow God's peace to reign. Relax. Third thing is rest. Rest. Now, I know, and I'm not talking in any kind of physical form. I'm not even talking, even though I hit on a little bit about psychological things. You know, one of the things about people that have anxiety is they're told to make sure you're getting plenty of rest and sleep, because people that are high anxiety don't sleep very well. Well, I'm talking about it from a spiritual perspective here this morning. And again, two things. And this is something that I struggle with sometimes in my own life. Some of the others, yes, too. But this one here. We need a healthy dose of positive thinking. Positive thinking. Our thoughts matter. Remember when we went through the book of Proverbs, I talked about our thoughts and our minds and how important that is. And when we set our minds on the right things, we are better prepared for those anxious attacks that come our way. Rest involves fixing our hearts and mind on positive values. And Paul talks about that. He says we need to learn to refocus on what is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, virtuous, commendable, things that are worthy of praise, instead of just focusing on how bad it is at the time. And then along with that, which I believe kind of comes as a result of prayer and the positive thoughts, is we need a healthy dose of God's peace. Peace. As Spurgeon said in his commentary on Philippians, that conscious calm, that divine serenity is possible because of Christ Jesus. And we have full access to God and Jesus' perfect peace. Now, when we're talking about peace, I'm not talking about we won't have problems, we won't have conflicts, we won't go through turmoil. But it is that calm, that assurance, that serenity in the midst of those things. Peace is available when facing the mind racing, heart pounding, stomach churning battles that keep us in a constant state of anxiety and edginess. And what I love about God's peace is that I cannot always explain it, but when a settled, stable, solid mind happens in those moments of chaos, it's worth it all. It's worth it all. If you've ever dealt with anxiety, you understand what I'm talking about. And that's evidence of God's peace with us. Rejoice, relax, rest. Every day we need to be reminded that we are more than our worry and anxiety that seeks to control us. We need to be reminded that there is joy in the midst of the battle. We need to be reminded that our thoughts matter. We need to be reminded that prayer is a source of strength and direct access to God's peace. Most importantly, we need to be reminded that God is not blind to our cares and worries. God is present with us and has given us some powerful tools to take advantage of, to press on when anxiety roars. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a few moments here and share the blessing and greet one another. Before we close out with our chorus there, there's something about that name. Start playing if you want. 175, or you can sing along on the PowerPoint there. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all let's sing it one more time. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms may all pass away, but there's something about that name. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Brothers and sisters in Christ, go forth in God's peace.
We rejoice in the Lord.
May the peace of God surround us. May the peace of Christ uphold us. And may the peace of the Holy Spirit sustain us. Amen.